Okay, if everybody could take a seat. Joseph, the stage is yours.
Great. So thank you everyone for coming, especially a big thank you to the organizers. This is a great event and I'm really honored to be here. It's my first time at FOSDEM and this is an incredible community, incredible event. I've been wanting to come for years. I'm representing today the KDE Eco Initiative. This is a community project involving several people. Some of them are here, some who were here earlier in the Railway open source dev room in this room earlier today, and some presented earlier today in the online event of the Energy Dev Room. And I'm gonna talk today about combating software-driven environmental harm with free software. I'm not gonna be as technical as some of the other talks. I'm gonna focus more on some of the softer sides of free software and how that's good for the environment. There's a lot of links in the slides. If you wanna download them, you can either go to our GitLab repository or you can scan the QR code. I'll come back to this at the end. To get started, to get an idea of what the problem is. So this is some data from a report from the Association for Computing and Machinery. It's the oldest association of its type since 1947. And they estimated how much energy consumption the entire ICT sector, greenhouse gas emissions of the entire ICT sector is. And in their estimates, they find that it's within 1.8 to 3.9% of global greenhouse gas emissions. This is roughly equivalent to the airline industry, which is estimated at 2.5%. Now, this data includes everything from production to transportation to end-of-life treatment, Bitcoin, training, machine learning models, and things like this. They say at the very beginning of the report, computing can help mitigate climate change, but it must first cease contributing to it. And in their projections, they estimate that by 2050, the ICT sector will contribute about 30% of global greenhouse gas emissions.
Can I ask, we're going to net zero by 2050. Where are the...
Damn, right. So this data is assuming nothing changes from today.
Okay.
And some of the major contributors to this are training machine learning models that has increased 300,000 times between 2012 and 2018 and is currently doubling every few months in terms of energy consumption. That's one of the main